it says, was slain, right? Which was wounded, but did live. What's that image?
The Caesar Borgia.
Right, Caesar Borgia. Why is Caesar Borgia the image of the beast that died or that was wounded and did live? Because the Israelites do not look like who? Like Caesar Borgia. Who looks like Caesar Borgia? The Romans. The same people that took down the Israelites. The same ones that destroyed the tabernacle. You understand? It says, and he caused all folk, small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. How did they receive that mark? In their right hand or in their foreheads. It's going to be explained in detail. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Meaning, in other words, like for example, if you don't, if your country is not a democratic nation, what happens to you?
You're isolated.
Right, you can't buy and sell.
Cuba, for example.
In Cuba, and to be honest, they're democratic. Communism, they try to make it seem like it's something totally different, but it's the same thing. Like for example, if your country is not democratic, you know, they impose embargo. Even though they do some type of trade, some way, somehow, they impose embargoes on you. Now, what is the image of the beast? What is the mark? The image of the beast is the Christianity. The image of the beast deals with every single philosophy and doctrine and way of life that they impose on this world. That if you don't follow it, guess what? You're not going to be a partaker of their blessings. So it says, actually, I skipped the whole part in verse 15. I skipped verse 15. It says, and he had power to give life, right? It says, unto the image of the beast. Now, the Caesar Borgia image, does that have life? Does that have power? Did that speak? No, it doesn't speak. But how does he give power to the image? The way he gives power to the image is by sending up false teachers, sending up missionaries, going to what? To the tribes of our people and speaking blasphemy. It says that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be what? Should be killed. What happened to our people? What happened to our people during slavery? You don't worship this? You're gonna burn
Indians,
you.
Indians.
Exactly.
They got rid of.
That you have to be converted. You have to worship.
Accept
the Christianity that they were teaching, or else you will be put to death. That's how they put the mark of the beast on our people. The mark of the beast already has been here. It's not something, you know, it's a chip. So how is it in your hand? How is it in your forehead? The way it's in your forehead is here, right, in your mind. How is it in your hand? I pledge allegiance to the flag of blah, 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 blah. You praying with what? Your hand. I swear, you know, by this and that, you are marked. It says, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Meaning, guess what? The beast is not an actual beast. That's what the Most High is explaining. Don't think the beast is some animal that's coming out of nowhere. It says it's a man. Meaning, it's dealing with a nation of people. It says, and his number is 666. Meaning, what? 666. What does that mean, the 666? People have mysticized that number. Let's go to chapter 17.
I have a question.
What's your question, sir? Before we go to Revelation 17.
Verse 12.
Verse 12. We didn't even read that. Alright. Read from verse 9 if you're going to go to verse... Actually, start from verse 8.
Alright.
And all that dwell upon the earth
shall worship him.
Shall worship who?
The beast, America.
Right. And notice that it starts explaining it even from up there. And all that, all the kindreds, all the nations of the earth, way of verse 8, shall do what? Shall worship the beast. Read.
Whose names was not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Right. Meaning, would never repent. Why? Their names is not written to receive eternal life. That's why they will never leave that Caesar Borgia image, regardless what you show them. Some of our people are marked. Read on.
If any man have an ear, let him hear.
If you have understanding, understand this. Read.
He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
Right, because the Most High that you know, he's going to lead you into what? Into slavery. But guess what? He himself is going to go into what? Slavery. So our people think that the kingdom is going to be, you know, all nations holding hands, rainbow coalition, passing flowers and going singing nice hymns. La 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 la, so blissful. It's not going to be that way. Yeah, it's going to be blissful for Israel, but the nations, they're going to be at work. You know, they're going to have their turn to pick some cotton, pick some tobacco and some corn and all that stuff. Read on.
He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword.
Right, and Israel that was killed by the sword, they're going to have the chance to do what? Avenge themselves of their enemies. Read on.
Here's the patience of the faith of the saints.
This is our patience, meaning this is what we're hearing the truth for, so that the Most High could deliver us and give us a kingdom. This is our patience and our understanding for who? For the saints. Who are the saints?
Israelites.
Exactly. We already went through a whole bunch of scriptures proving that.
Psalm 55.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Verse 11.
Now beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
Right.
And he had two horns like a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And he spake as a dragon.
Right. Read on.
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him.
Right.
And caused the earth and them which dwell thereon to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds were healed.
Right, so showing you what? What is this? It's showing you.
The extension.
Of Rome.
Of Rome.
Read on.
He doeth great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
Right, like how?
Nuclear war.
Right. Whoa, you saw that? How can any man make war with that beast? That's what they keep saying. They were saying it back then with Rome. Now they're saying it with America. How can you make? Yo, you saw the missiles they got? It's precise. You know what I'm saying?
Gee, my boy.
Exactly. Read on.
Yeah.
So verse 12, he says, and exercise all the power of the first beast that says before him. Remember that in Daniel we read that it says, he was more stout than his fellows.
Right.
It says, and was more diverse than the first. It's all dealing, going back.
Yeah.
It's showing you. Don't get confused. It's the same beast. It's just revived again. It was dead. It was wounded, but it's healed. You know, Rome still exists. This is the fourth kingdom, the last kingdom. After that, Yahusha is coming.
How was it wounded?
Because back then, Rome was taken down by us. In 193 AD, Israelites started ruling Europe and all
the Dark Ages.
Right. Read on. Verse 12 was the question, right?
Yeah.
We already went over, okay. So let's go to chapter 17.
You're in.
Read from verse 1 down to 5.
Revelations, chapter 17. And verse 1, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven veils and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stone, and the pearls having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. 800 questions and you're telling me to explain.
So from verse 1, right, the angel came and showed John the Revelator a secret, right, which is the whore.
Show him the whore that sitteth upon many waters.
Said that all the kings of this earth had done what?
Worship fornication.
What's the fornication?
Do business with
him. Huh?
Do business with
him. No. Yeah, they, but how?
Pleasure.
How?
Accepting their doctrine.
Go to Wisdom of Solomon 14 and 12.
Apocrypha?
Yeah, in Apocrypha. Wisdom of Solomon 14 and 12. Remember the fornication, you could find in the law what fornication is. You go to Leviticus chapter 18, you go to Leviticus chapter 20. Gives you in detail what fornication is. Mm-hmm. So in Wisdom of Solomon chapter 14 verse 12, it says, for the devising of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication, and the invention of them, the corruption of life. Meaning by having you worship an idol, by having you worship Caesar Borgia, what happens to your life as a whole? You don't worship the Most High anymore as He prescribed. You do everything how? Contrary to the Most High. Because you made a God that fits your life, not you fitting the Most High's protocol, the Most High's law. So that's why in Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20, it tells you about sexual fornication. But then at the end of the chapter, it tells you, don't go worship these gods because that is fornication. You understand? Because for the people that, like for example, the Hamites, and back then, that the Most High said, don't be homosexual. Why do you think they were homosexuals? Because they didn't want to retain the knowledge of the wisdom of the Most High. When you read Romans 1, it says they don't want to continue in the laws of the Most High. Right. So because they didn't want to keep the commandments, of course, they'll do what? Commit things that are not lawful, not expedient, not good for them to do. For example, a lot of rituals, a lot of idols, they have certain rituals that are sexual. Like for example, if you look in the Hindus, right? If you look at, things that their idols, you know, pictures of their idols having sex and doing, you know, crazy sexual things.
Man, oh God, the son of my man start having sex with man for that day alone.
Right.
All throughout that section of India, they worship out the everybody in that section.
That section? That's like the Hamites. The Hamites do that. You know, they worship the phallus, which is like, you know, a penis. You know, the Romans did that as well. Yeah. You know, you have gods of fertility, gods that deal, you know, with sexual things. So that's the fornication that the kings have done with this whore. That's the beginning of it. Remember, it says that they're going to worship a beast, the image of the beast. And with that comes all types of what? It said all types of what are done? Abominations are done in her. Right? That's what it said in Revelation. Let's go back to it. In verse 4 it says, and the woman arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Meaning what? Idol worshiping, eating of swine, all types of uncleanness, you know, witchcrafts, right? Because America is heavy into witchcraft. It says, and upon her forehead was written, a name was written. What's that name? Mystery of Babylon the Great. Guess what that means? Six. The mother of harlots. Six.
Mystery.
And abominations of the earth. The last six. That's the name. That's the understanding of what the 666 means.
So where we get mystery of mystery Babylon the Great? Oh, is that a six?
Because it says upon her forehead was a name written. What name? Remember in chapter, let's go back to chapter. Matter of fact, let's go to chapter 14 real quick. 14 and verse 8. And then we're going to go back to chapter 13 and 18. It says, and there follow another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. Notice it's her wrath, she made. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
This scripture right here shows you can't go into this voting or none of that stuff, man.
Can deal with that.
Yeah.
Can deal with it at all. But if you notice that verse 9, it says, and the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Going back to chapter 13 and verse 18. It says, and he causeth all both small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell save he that have the mark or the name of the beast, says, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of the man. Says, and the number is 666. Now going back to chapter 17, actually go to real quick to chapter 15 and verse 2. It says, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the name, the number of his name, says, will stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. So the number is just dealing with who? The name.
What you read there?
15 and 2.
15 and 2.
You read it.
Start at 1?
No, start at
2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten a victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God.
Right, and we could go on. There's a lot of other scriptures that talks about it. But basically, from verse 1, remember in verse 1 of chapter 17, let's go back to it. 17 and 3, actually, it says, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon the scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, it says, and the woman was arrayed in purple scarlet color, decked with silver, precious stones, and pearls. It says, having golden cup in her hand of abominations, filthiness, and her fornication. And upon her forehead was the name written. Mystery Babylon the Great. The reason it's called Mystery the Babylon the Great is because it's a mystery in this world. And not only that, it's a mystery because all throughout the scriptures, it talks about Esau being known as Babylon, when the ancient Babylonians were not even Edomites. They were who? Hamites. It says, the mother of harlots, that's the other name of this country. It says, or the mother of fornications. It says, and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. It says, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with a great admiration. So meaning, she killed the war that was spoken of in Daniel's chapter 9, in chapter 7. Hold on, I got one more scripture. Let me see what's the scripture.
The blood of the...
of the martyrs of Jesus?
Mm. Uh-huh. Is it going back into the Romans?
Right. Starting with the Romans.
Right.
They started killing the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to now. And let me see what if I find the other scripture which talks about the mark. So anyway, back to Daniel 7. Daniel 7 and verse 25. Here is where we tie in the Passover.
7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
How you wear out the saints of the Most High? Who's the saints?
Israel.
Right, so how did he wear out the saints
of
the
Most
High? Exactly, slavery. He's still wearing us out.
Yeah.
So he wore out the saints of the Most High. Read.
And think to change times and laws.
What?
And think to change times and laws.
Think to the what?
Change times and laws.
Think to change times. Believe it or not, back during Christ's time period, the Romans had a calendar. And their calendar was just like ours, in that it did not start in January, the new year. The new year started in March. That's when the new year started, in March.
As a Roman.
Right, in Rome. In ancient Rome. Marcel started their new year. For example, the reason we know that, we got January, right? February.
March,
April. August after August.
September, October, November, December, January, March, April,
May. These last four, right?
They are in order.
Right. This is seven. This is eight. Nine. Ten. Saturn, which is Latin, means seven.
Octo.
Novum, which means nine.
Dash.
Then, that's for decimal. Now, where does this come from? This comes from the Caesar, Augustus. He named a month after himself. So, what's his full name? Tiberius Augustus. Augustus Caesar, but I'll find out his full name. I think it's Tiberius. Gaius Octavius. Gaius Octavius. Which then eventually changed to, if you don't want to see a picture. You know. So this is Augustus. Now what happened with July? July was named after Julius. Now, that Augustus was after Julius. So when Julius changed that month, he was like, I don't want to be left behind. He wanted to make a name for himself.
So Augustus came after Julius.
Right.
Foolish.
Yeah, Julius is actually related to Augustus. And this is Julius Caesar right here. Now, if I go to the top, January. So Janus for January, February for February,
Then March was Mars, the god, the Roman goddess of war. April, we'll find that out later.
Gosh.
June after Juno. July after Julius. August after Augustus Caesar. Then, what's after August again?
September,
which is Latin septum, which is Latin for seven. Then October, which is Octo for eight. Then November, which is nine in Latin. Then December, which is Dece, or Decem, which is 10. So their year started in March, which it was correct according to the spring season. They were that, at least they were smart enough back then. But the scripture says eventually Esau's going to do what?
Think to change times and laws.
Think to change times and laws. What else?
And they shall be given into his hand unto a time and times and the dividing of time.
So Israel was given into slavery under the Romans, which is really under America, for times and times and the dividing of times. But before we go to that, it says that he thought to change times. What also did he think to change?
Laws.
Like what? Sabbaths. He thought to change the Sabbaths. When is the Sabbath, the regular Sabbath?
Saturday.
Lawful Sabbath? Or the law that the day they give people the rest?
No, the lawful Sabbath, according to the scripture.
The seventh day.
The seventh day of the week. Right? Seventh day of the week. Which is considered to be Saturday. Right? Now, if you look in the calendar, you got 7 days. Beginning, first day of the week is Sunday. Then you have Monday.